Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's nobody like my Savior. One song I sing, we sing, oh, what a Savior. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would say, not my will, but thine, O Lord? I come to give my life a ransom, to pay the price that man can go free, to know me and the pardon and the remission of sins, to be saved, sanctified, and ready for heaven. Can you say this morning, I've got the blood, Brother Tommy? I've got the blood. It was applied there a long time ago to my heart. I got the blood on the doorpost of my heart. Hallelujah. When the devil, the enemy, comes unknocking, he can't come into my heart because the blood has been applied. I'd like to teach us this morning for a little while on two powerful words. There is. Now, when God uses these two words, there's hope and there's life and there's good. Listen now. When the devil speaks them to us, there's despair and death. But how you speak them, these two words, there is, will determine your victory or your defeat. Two powerful words. Did you know that we're living in a time when the world says there is no hope? Listen now. There is no help. There is no way out of our dilemma. There is no God. There is no answer to life's problems. That's how the world looks at it and uses it. And I'm here to tell us this morning, there is a God who sits high in the heavens. He sits upon a snow-white throne, a golden throne. He's still on that throne of majesty. He's still in control, and he'll take care of his own. There is a God who cares. He still hears and he answers prayer. Can you say, I've got the confidence down in my soul that there is a God that hears. There is a God that cares. Oh, the power of these two words, there is. The last two or three days I went through my concordance, starting in Genesis all the way through Revelation. It took me two or three days to figure out and examine all the times that these two words were listed in our Bible. There is. Oh, aren't you glad that God gave you a good vocabulary to use when he saved your soul? Come on now. Oh, the power of the words that we speak. Did you know that your words have power? Words can kill, or words can make alive. Proverbs says, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken captive by the words of thy mouth. You can speak defeat. You can talk of fear and doubt and unbelief. And you can say words like, I guess I can't make it. Oh, Lord in heaven. But I'm telling you, God wants us to talk faith and say, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord is with me, and he's going to take care of me. I've got faith in the Lord. Oh, the power of those words when it is used in belief and spoken in faith. Listen this morning, there'll never be a situation you'll ever face or a circumstance you'll find yourself in that the Word of God cannot take you through and bring you out. Hallelujah. You can bank on God's Holy Word. You can build your life on it and around it. It will never fail. It'll never fail. The Word of God will never fail. That's the reason David said, I've hid thy word down in my heart, O God, that I might not sin against thee. Can I tell you this morning that every word of God is pure, and he's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Hallelujah. His word is a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. Ain't you glad the entrance of thy words, O Lord, giveth light? You can raise your little head and say, I'm anchored of my soul, my life now, and my future upon the word of the living God. It's food for the soul. It's bread, hallelujah, for the hungry this morning.
Amen.
Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Yes. Amen.
They shall endure forever.
Amen.
Many of you know the keeping power of God and His grace out there. I'm talking to you right now. You know it. You've seen it. You felt it. You've experienced it. How that God has brought you a long, long way, child of God. You think He'll let loose of you now?
No.
No. He has supplied your needs. He's coming through many times and touched you and gave you a reason to go on.
Yeah.
He's taken care of you. Listen, up to this point, you've held on. And God has always been there. He's never failed you. Why would He turn now? Hallelujah. Your Bible this morning is your answer. The Lord would have us to know in these troublesome times to run to the Word of God. Submerge yourself in your Bible and in its blessed pages. Read and meditate in it. Get it down in your heart. Get the Word down in your heart. Listen, I've been saved 46 years. This past Tuesday made 46 years that I've served the Lord. Now, when God saved me, did you know when you first come to the Lord, there's a lot you got to learn? You really do.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be times that you mess up. There'll be times that you fall. That there's times that you don't have the knowledge. You got to learn by experience. See, experience will teach you things. And it'll help you maintain and get victory, even in times when you fall, you slip. But I remember the Lord, He delivered me from drugs and alcohol and rock music and the things of this world, the filth and its pollution. He delivered, completely delivered me. I was having temptation. Being 20 years of age, I was being tempted and pulled and Satan filling my mind, and He was trying to get back into my heart, get back into my mind. And see, you've got to guard this thing right here. It's what you really got to guard. You got to put on the helmet of salvation and protect your thoughts. You got to think right before you can believe right. And I remember I went to sleep one night, and right in the middle of the night, God gave me a dream. And I was a battleman. I really was. That devil, he was just a pulling at me and tugging at me. I want to tell you something this morning. The devil wants you back.
Oh, yeah.
He'll wreck you. He'll ruin you. He'll mess you up big time. He'll defile you. He'll pull you right down in the muck and the mire and the mud. He'll make you dirty all over again. So you know what my good Lord did? I went to sleep. And in that dream, I was a struggling. I come to a mountain, and it was a hill that went up. And I remembered that I walked up that path, and that path was narrow, and it was steep. The hill was steep. In my heart and in my mind, in that dream, I was wanting to go higher and be with the Lord in His presence. I was climbing. I was getting higher. I looked off to the side of me, and the hill on the left in the dream was steep. So there's only one way to go, either up or down. And that narrow path in front of me was going up. I looked to the side of me, and there was serpents. There was snakes. There was big ones. There was little ones. And they was all reaching for me. I want to tell you this morning, there's a lot of things reaching for people. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they are. Things are poison in this whole world. It reaches for you, and He wants to fill you with the things of the world and poison you. Listen, in the dream, I looked all around me. I looked in the front. I looked to the side right here, and I looked behind me. And I tried to find a big rock, and I thought if I could find a rock, I could pick it up, and I can crush the serpents, and I can crush the devil. I can crush these snakes that are reaching for me. I couldn't find any stones. I couldn't find any rocks. So I turned around, and in my mind, this is what I said. I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do. I turned around, and I ran back down that steep, narrow path all the way to the foot of the hill. And when I got there, there lay my Bible. Right at the foot of that hill, right where that path started. I said, this is what I'll do. I'll take the Word of God, Lord. I'll take my Bible. And I turned around and I held my Bible up over my head. And I walked that path. I feel secure in God. I said, Lord, I've got your word now, and I don't have to be afraid anymore. They're snakes, and that serpent cannot touch me. They can't have me, Jesus. In that dream, I held my Bible up, and I climbed to the top of that hill. I'm going to tell everybody out there this morning, your answer is right in the pages of God's holy writ. It is right. When you open it up, Jesus will walk right out of the pages and he'll walk right down into your heart. He'll give you victory. Hallelujah to God. There's life in the Word of God. Stay with me for a while. Believe and embrace God's promises in times like this. It still saves. The Word still heals and it delivers. It cheers the heart and it puts hope back into the eyes of the hopeless. That's what God's word will do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's no time to doubt. Don't doubt God now. If the Lord, hallelujah, if he loved you then, he still loves you now. This world and its plagues and its problems, it don't change God's mind. One iota. Hallelujah. God is still in control. You can raise your hand out there and say, I know my God is still in control. And if I got him in my heart, he'll take care of me. He'll preserve my going out and my coming back in. Hallelujah. We've got to change the way we think and the way that we talk. Don't talk negative. Stop it. Don't let your lips utter words of unbelief. He who talks unbelief will surely go down in defeat. God never meant for fear and unbelief to control us. Fear, child of God, will paralyze you. It'll take away the joy of living out of your life when you fear, when you walk in fear. Jesus is getting ready to come very soon. The signs are all around us. Can I tell us this morning, don't turn loose now. Don't give up now. Don't lose hope now. There's hope in God. Right now in this dark, uncertain time that we're living in, it's time to rise up and say, underscore it, I still believe God. I believe in God. No matter how worrisome and bleak it looks, I still believe in my God. How many believes? Faith still moves mountains. It still plucks up sycamore trees by their roots and casts them into the midst of the sea. Not a power in this world or in the universe can take away faith in God. That's the reason God said, I will take care of my own who believe me and put their trust in me. God's saying to every one of us this morning, I see everything that's going on, but I still sit up on the throne. I'm still in control. I'll take care of my own. Can you raise your little hand out there and say, thank God, I know that he loves me. I know that he's with me. I know that he'll fight my battle. He'll keep me going out and coming back in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the devil comes knocking, you ever had him to show up at your door? Have you? What do you tell the devil when he comes a knocking? What do you tell him? What kind of vocabulary do you have this morning? Do you have one of faith? and one of love and trust. Has he hit you lately?
Yeah.
And tried to put fear in your heart and knock your legs out from under you? Telling you that there is, that's the devil's language, there is no help. That's how he uses these two words. I'm going somewhere. There's no hope for you. There's no way out. Is the enemy of your soul telling you, you ain't going to make it? Listen, the devil is always speaking. He's always whispering. He don't know to do anything else but lie. He's just saying you ain't and you can't. But he is a liar. Your soul is worth more than gold to God. Listen to me. His fingerprints are on your soul. His blood is over your heart, and you belong to the Lord. The devil would have to move heaven and earth to get to you, but he can't have you when Jesus lives inside of you. Hallelujah to the Lord. It would be easier for an ant to remove and carry away a ship's mighty anchor than it would be for Satan to take away the spirit and the love of God that is anchored down in your soul that God gave you. Hallelujah. Did you know this morning knowledge is power?
Yes.
Yep.
You can take this message this morning and you can take it to heart. And you can resist those lying spirits of doubt and unbelief and fear. Stay with me. There's power. There's power in knowledge. Can you say, I know that I know that I know that I'm a child of God and I'm more than a conqueror through Him, not through me, through Him that loved me and gave Himself for me. Going from Genesis to Revelation, I looked up the there is's. There is. I'd like to speak to somebody this morning. There is a hand. I found it in there. There is a hand. Here's really where I want to get in this message. I want to tell us there is. Speak it to yourself right now. There is a hand that will hold to mine. That holds to mine. There is a hand.
Yeah.
That holds to mine. There is help in God. When the spirits of doubt come flooding in, God said in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, that's discouraged and downheartened. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen now. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. There is a hand that it'll reach to you. Can you say, when I reach up with all of my heart, there's another hand that'll take mine. He never lets loose of it. Glory to God. So there's a hand, child of God, that He'll hold to you. And He'll lead you and He'll guide you and keep you safe in the way. His hand spanned the heavens. It scattered the stars through the universe, through the galaxies, billions upon billions of stars. And that same hand is what's got a hold of me. Number two. There is a fountain. To you, I want to say this morning that are logged in here on social media, to you who may be struggling and fighting, to you who may be living your life in sin, you've never known God. Maybe some of you have never known God in the pardon and the remission of sins. You've never really come to Jesus and been saved. And to you who have faltered, you once knew and you served God, but you have failed and you have fallen. I got something to tell you. And because of that failure, because of it, you have no peace. You have no hope. You're troubled inside. You're defiled and unclean. Your sins are more than you can bear. The devil holds it over your head. You ain't no good.
Mom.
You're unworthy. Wait a minute, devil. Yes, I am worthy. Jesus died for me, and the blood still speaks and has power. It still flows. You know down inside that you need a cleansing. Is there anything in anybody's heart or mind this morning that you feel like, Brother Tommy, I just let the world and just things just eat on me and just the thoughts that I have and I need a cleansing from them. I need a cleansing. I need a pure mind. I need my mind renewed and upon the Lord. I want to say to you, there is a fountain opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. And sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all of their guilty stains. It's a fountain of blood, royal crimson red blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses the sinner and the backslider. Won't you come to this fountain? Won't you come and be clean? Hallelujah. It'll wash you. Run to the fountain. It still flows. It's opened up a long time ago on a hill called Calvary. A fountain of blood was opened up for the world and every sinner in it to come and be clean. Oh God, I'm glad this morning that I came to the fountain and I found it. And I found a cleansing for my soul. Number two, there is forgiveness. Does God have any more there is in our Bible?
Okay.
Yes, he does. Psalms 130, David the psalmist cried out to God when he messed up. Out of the depths. Listen to this broken man. Listen to his broken heart and his contrite spirit. I've messed up. I've went to the lowest of lows, God. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Hear my voice. Hear my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Dear Jesus, if you took into account all of my sins and held them and all of my faults and failures, and you held all of them against me, I could never make it. I could never stand. Oh, Lord, but there is, the scripture says, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, David said. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. What are you telling us, King David? What is it that you want us to know? I was the man after God's own heart. I was the man that wrote songs in the middle of the night. I played music and I sung unto the Lord, but I sunk to the lowest of lows. I took another man's wife and I had her husband murdered and put to death. Nobody's ever sunk that low, David just said. Yes, they have, David. There's a world full of people out there that has sunk to that lowest of lows. Hallelujah. You might be out there, the devil's holding over your head one little sin. Or maybe it's a major sin and a dark mark that the devil, he'll tell you that there's no hope to be cleansed from it. Hallelujah, to be forgiven of it. He'll hold it over you. He'll tell you God's given up on you and there's no hope. You ain't worthy anymore. But the blood of Jesus still makes you worthy. And there is forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, hello, yeah, God. Raise your little hand out there and say there's hope. hope for me. There's cleansing for me. There's a renewing for me. There's a restoring, a reviving for me. Hallelujah. There is forgiveness. He will make you clean. He will make you holy. He'll sanctify you all over again. He'll take out the things out of your heart. And he'll give you victory. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
David concluded that chapter by saying, but there is. Man, I feel him. I feel him. What are you saying? What are you saying this morning? Are you talking the devil's language? I can't, I ain't, and I won't. Hey, God. Hey, God. The devil says there is no hope. There is no help. There is no forgiveness. There ain't no renewing. There ain't any restoration. Hallelujah. But what are you saying? There is help in God. David said, there is forgiveness with thee. Glory to God. Say it with me this morning. There is forgiveness with thee. He can make you brand new. Glory to God. Can I ask us and you again? Is there any more hurting people who need help? Is there any more there is in our Bible? I'm here to declare unto you there is a lifting up. I didn't know all of this was in my Bible. You know, when God wakes you up and you have something on you all day long, you go and grab the concordance. I know God is speaking. What are you saying, sweet Holy Ghost, to me? Not only you're speaking it to me for my help, my benefit, but me being a teacher and a preacher, this blessed gospel, I feel him. I feel him all over me right now. He gives us things like this to encourage and edify other souls. Praise God. I'd like to tell you this morning, there is a lifting up. Notice now, in the middle of Job's trial, when he lost his wealth, and he lost his health. His children, 10 children, 7 sons and 3 daughters, died in a terrible accident in the middle of a horrible storm. We ain't been there. He sits now in a pile of ashes, terribly sick. He can't even eat. He's lost weight. The sight of an egg makes him sick. Read it. So he sits in a pile of ashes. Sore boils now cover him from head to foot. He's pining away in his sickness. His wife can't understand the depths of his suffering and the look upon the mess that Job's in. She too turns and walks away. She can't handle it. Job made the statement, he said, my wife's breath is strange to me. I have nobody in my family to help me.
Oh, God.
Nobody to understand. My kin folks, man, I feel him. My kin folks are at a distance. They pulled away.
Come on.
My servants, my handmaidens, ain't nowhere to be found.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. It looked like there would be no end to this man's trial. He got to the place in his suffering that he uttered these words. Watch what you say. He said, I wished I'd have never been born. You can get in a mess, child of God, honest in trials and the things that hit you when the devil comes a knocking. And when you get so low, you can think and you can utter words. I wish I had never been born. The troubles is all I see, oh God. Job said, I wished when I come out of my mommy's womb that I hadn't taken the very first breath. Oh, that day would have been darkness. That I could take a pen and inscribe in stone my sufferings I could never describe to you. what I have felt in this deep, dark valley of suffering. Is there anything that will ever come out of it good? Will I ever pull through it? Come on, we've never been in a place of Job, but I tell you, the devil can blow up little molehills and turn them into mountains and say that you'll never make it. Hallelujah. I must be suffering for the sins of my youth. I guess that I'm feeling God's chastening rod upon me, and he's whipping me. I guess it's a hand of God that's turned against me. No, no, it ain't Job. Because remember, the devil came before the Lord and presented himself before the Lord and told the Lord, hallelujah, Job's a servant. You for naught, O God, you blessed him. I've been around his property and I've seen your hedge around his livestock and his cattle and his camels and his yoke of oxen. I've seen the riches. I've seen his health. But he's a servant you because he's been blessed. He never knows what it is to go through trouble and to have a trial. But oh God, the devil said, if you'll let down that hedge, I can't even touch him. I can't try him. But if you'll remove that hedge, I'll hit him with everything that I got. But the Lord spoke unto Satan. He said, Satan, I saw you going up and down and back and forth in this earth. And I know that you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him, a righteous man, hallelujah, that escheweth evil and doeth righteousness. But to prove to you, I'm telling you, I'll take down the hedge. But I got confidence in Job that he'll never curse me and he'll never give up serving me. And the devil said, you let me at him and I'll cause him to curse you to your face, devil. And God, and the devil went and he hit Job and he took everything away from him.
Right.
Have you suffered losses? Have there been times in your life that you said, this just it wasn't fair, this wasn't fair? Why? You see, your trial can do one of two things to you. It can draw you closer to the Lord, or he can drive you away from him.
Right.
Your trials is never meant to drive you away from God. God's perfecting something in our hearts and our lives.
Right.
You see, this is what the devil knew. The devil knew that he could never, ever turn God against Job. But he was a hoping for that chance to turn Job against God. So when you're being tempted, you're being tried, you're suffering losses, don't ever blame the Lord, because Job got in a place. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Can you raise your little hand out there and say, I still trust my Lord. I've suffered losses. I've suffered pain. Yes, I have. I've known how people's walked away in my life.
Come on.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord all the days. Listen, this is what Job said. You can be an overcomer by what you think and what you say. Job says, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. What are you saying, Job? It ain't going to stay this way always. God's going to turn the table. He's going to bless me in the end. Thank you, Lord. So what are you saying today? I guess there's no help and no hope for me. So Job said that, and that's when the wise man Eliphaz walks up to Job with a message to him in Job 22:29. Job, listen, when men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is lifting up. Job, there is a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver. Hold on, Job. Hold on, Job. God's going to pick you up. Hallelujah. Out of the dust. He's going to renew and restore you double fold. Just hold on. Holy God.
Amen.
And finally, coming close to the end here, I want to deal with one more. Say it with me. There is a place. There is a place I long to be. For this story, we go into the 33rd and the 34th chapter of Exodus. Notice. Moses, the meekest man on earth, the Bible said, by the help of God, he led 3 million of God's children out of Egypt's bondage. And he's leading them now to the promised land, to Canaan. Can you imagine that? 3 million souls. This man's a shepherd. He tells the Lord, Lord, I have seen with my eyes your great might. Some of us have experienced that. I've witnessed your delivering power, and I have seen your miracles. But I got one request with all of my heart. What is your all's request out there? What is mine? What's yours? I got one request, O God. I beseech thee, that word beseech, I beg of you. I know what your power is. I felt it. I've seen your miracles and how that you put all the gods and the idols of Egypt and you put them in the dust. But my heart's desire, O God, would you show me your glory? Would you show me your glory? God answered Moses back. He said, Moses, I will make all of my goodness pass before thee. Moses, you can't see my face and live, for no man can look upon my face and live. Your natural eyes could never behold and take my brightness and the glory of me in. Oh God. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place, say it, there is a place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. And I'll cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And the Lord put Moses back in the rock and passed before him. And as God, Jehovah, the Lord, passed by in front of that rock, in front of Moses, God spoke these words and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Moses, you wanted to see my glory, and you wanted to really know me, what I am and who I am. This is who I am to the human race, Moses. I don't give up on people like others do. I suffer and I bear long with them. I am a God of long suffering that I might show mercy. Stay with me. Hallelujah. As they come and get a song this morning, there is a place by me, Moses, for the troubled and for the hurting, for the faltering and for the failing. There is a place in me, in the rock, for those who have been bruised and battered by Satan and sin. And for those who have faltered and been broken, they can run to the rock. Woo! There is forgiveness. run to the rock. Can I tell us this morning, stay in the rock, run to the rock. God said, Moses, I am gracious. I've got a place for the weary. There is safety and refuge in the rock. And there you will find, my goodness, I listened, somewhere on top of a mountain is a place back inside of a cliff of a rock where the presence of God is, and His glory can be seen and can be felt. Are you willing this morning not to climb the mountain? Are you willing to say, I'm taking the word of God, I'm going in prayer, and I'm going to ascend into the hill of the Lord and into His holy place? I'm going to enter into His temple with thanksgiving and with worship and with praise. There is a place. Hallelujah. Woo! And indeed, there's a hand. Child of God, sinner friend, backslider, there's a hand that'll grab a hold of you. It'll take you by the hand. It'll lift you. Woo! It'll hold you. And you don't have to be afraid. Come on. There is a fountain filled with the Savior's blood where you can be washed and made clean. Why don't you let Jesus take you by the hand and lead you there? Come on. Lead me, God. Lead me. Take me by the hand, oh God, and lead me to that fountain. I need the fountain. I need the fountain. Hallelujah. Oh, can I tell you, there is forgiveness for those who have faltered in sin and stumbled along the way. You don't have to carry your guilt anymore. You don't have to let the devil hold it over your head anymore. Peace comes in the soul when sins are forgiven and washed away. And can I tell you that there is a lifting up? Go tell Job there's a lifting up. Oh, man of God, you're suffering now. Child of God, you're going through it now. But there is a lifting up. When things go wrong and trials come and you find yourself sunk to the bottom, hallelujah, that same precious tender hand will reach down to where you are and it'll lift you. It'll lift you back up. God will surely hear you cry, hallelujah, in your suffering, and He will come to you. And finally, there's a place God's got just for you. Say, Lord, I know it's there. You've got a place for me. I got a place that I can run to, and it's high on the mountain. It's high on the mountain.
My refuge.
There's a place. There's a fountain still open in the house of David. There's a fountain, dear child, opened on Calvary. That blood reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. That blood, when it flows, it sinks the low places and fills in and cleanses. There you will find the rock of ages in that high place. You can run into it and be secure. Won't you reach to Him right now with both hands from the heart? Take me, Jesus. Take me, Jesus. Lift me up. Draw me. Touch me. Cleanse me. Refill me. You can be in the presence of the Lord this morning. There's a place that the vulture's eye have not seen. That even the eagle in her loftiness, in her heights above the clouds, her eyes have not seen. That path that leads to glory, though high she soars, there's a higher realm. Listen as they sing. Take me there, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I love you. I went running to a bookstore over there in Chesapeake, Ohio. It was called Gotti Light in 1974. Freshly saved, filled with the love of God, my life had been changed. Went running over there and I bought a little Bible that was smaller than this one. A dark green cover. Genuine leather cover on a little green Bible. And I brought it home and I submersed myself in the pages of God's Word. I told the Lord in prayer, I prayed every day. I said, God, lead me. God, guide me. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding in your ways and in your word. I've had a Bible and I've kept it and I've cherished it now for over 46 years.
My refuge.
There's hope right here.
Without him,
your help, your hope is right here. There's a hand reaching right out of the pages for you. There's a crimson stream of blood from Genesis all the way through Revelation. It still flows. A cleansing blood. Open the lids of this Bible. There's a fountain. Hallelujah to God. There's a rock. It's a solid rock. Holy, 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 holy.
Those dark clouds so heavy,
oh,
with rain. When the winds blew hard against me,
blowing winds,
he called out and I ran to him and all.
Say, I'll never wander away from the fountain. Hallelujah.
Because God is my refuge. A strong and mighty tower. I can run into.
Won't you run? Into your arms.
I'm
running to the rock. David said, but all these things, when my heart was overwhelmed within me, I said, lead me, God, to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus.
A strong and mighty tower, I can run into. God is my refuge.
Don't you feel him out there this morning?
Without
how many has failed him? The word of God has charged you. There's hope. And it's charged into my soul this morning from the Word of God. I've seen how God has moved for others, and He's a moving for me.
My refuge.
place today to pray, would you?
Father,
take the word of God, shut everything off around you, and get alone with the Lord today and pray. I'd like to say that it's been a privilege.